A few months after my 21st birthday, a stranger called to give me the news. I was living in New York at the time on 94th between 2nd and 1st, part of that unnamed shifting border between East Harlem and the rest of Manhattan. It was an uninviting block, treeless and barren, lined with soot-coloured walk-ups that cast heavy shadows for most of the day. The apartment was small, with slanting floors and irregular heat, and a buzzer downstairs that didn't work, so that visitors had to call ahead from a payphone at the corner gas station, where a black Doberman, the size of a wolf, paced through the night in vigilant patrol, its jaws clamped around an empty beer bottle. None of this concerned me much, for I didn't get many visitors.